Have hearing hearts. Hearing hearts are very important. Let's open up with prayer. Father, I ask that Jesus gets the glory tonight, that Jesus as the healer gets the glory. We thank you, Lord, for the wonderful power of the Lord Jesus Christ to save, to heal, to deliver. We thank you for the wonderful gospel that Jesus became a curse for us, that we might be free, made free from everything of sin, from sin itself and from everything connected to sin. We thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. When thinking about this whole area of healing, and healing is a very important area in Scripture, we have to know, first of all, that God heals. I do believe. Indeed, they say, I believe that God is a healer. And I believe very clearly that he healed, and what the Bible accounts of healing and so on. But if you ask them about healing in their life and what it means to them, they often can't relate it because it's somehow distant to them. Look at, first of all, Exodus 15. Verse 26. Now tonight we're looking at Christ's healing power is available today. Christ's healing power is available today. And we should know that in the salvation provided by Christ is healing. That's what the full gospel is all about. Full gospel is not just Jesus has made the way for you to go to heaven, but it's about the whole man, spirit, soul and body. Spirit, soul and body. Exodus 15, verse 26. Now, I do encourage you to read the whole of Exodus 15, but we'll just read verse 26 today because it makes a statement there that applies to us today. And verse 26 says, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now, we also know that when the Lord Jesus came and ministered on the earth, he was a great healer. In fact, the Bible says he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So we know that healing was available in the Old Testament, and there's many examples of healing in the Old Testament. We know that healing was available in the New Testament. And one thing we have to also realize is that Jesus has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So healing wasn't just available in the ministry when Jesus was on earth. Healing is available now because Jesus is the head of the church and he has put within the church his healing power because the church is made up of people who are saved. Now, you can be a person that's saved but not know everything which God has given. And God has given his healing in what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. We know that scripture, by the stripes of Jesus, or by his stripes, we were healed. We were healed. Now, is God interested in your spirit, soul and body? Or is he just interested in your spirit, making sure that that goes to heaven? Is he interested in more than that? We need to understand that God is very interested in us, and he's given us a covenant that's based on better promises. I am the Lord that healeth thee is a very clear scripture there. And have a look at Hebrews 4, verse 16. Hebrews 4, verse 16. Now, tonight we have to realize that God is the healer. Christ is the healer. And not only that, that God has given healing to his people in salvation. And then we have to know how to possess it, or how to get that healing for ourselves, how to appropriate it, in other words. And you know it's by faith. What's faith all about? Believing, isn't it? Believing and taking hold of what God has given. Now Hebrews 4, and we'll look at verse 16. Hebrews 4, verse 16. And so, if you are absolutely convinced that the Lord Jesus Christ died and took your sins, and by the taking of those sins he took the curse upon himself, the Bible actually says in Galatians 3 he became a curse for us, and that by the stripes of Jesus we were healed, in other words, in that curse was sickness he took upon himself, then we should come boldly to him in belief. Verse 16 says, let us therefore come boldly, boldly, think about that word, boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So is God keeping back his mercy? Is God keeping back help in time of need? If ever there's a time of need, it'd be when you're sick or infirm, isn't it? Well, is God keeping you back from getting grace to help in time of need? Is he keeping you back from obtaining mercy? Not at all. He has stretched out his hand in mercy. In fact, there's many scriptures that talk about healing as being the mercy of God. You remember the blind people, the blind men calling out to Jesus, have mercy on me. And what did Jesus do? He healed them. So mercy and healing, or healing is part of mercy. So the Bible's very clear here that we should come boldly unto the throne of grace. What God has given, what God has provided, and that we may obtain or get or receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And so we can't be people that say, I believe God did heal, but I've done all these type of things, so I don't really deserve healing. Or you look at someone, Uncle Bob died of such and such, but he was a good man. Why didn't God heal him? You can't look at that. You see, it's irrelevant whether they were a good man or not. It's God's mercy. It's God's provision. Did they believe that healing was available to them? Did they believe so that they could come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need? Well, what we have to understand is not only that God is the healer, but that he has provided that healing for us today. And it's in Christ, and it's in the mercy that God has extended to us in Christ. And we can have help in time of need, but we've got to come boldly, boldly in believing. Is God interested in our spirit, soul, and body? Look at 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 23 and 24. God is interested in the whole man. In fact, the scripture is very clear about that, that there was a price paid, not just for your inner man, not just for your spirit, but also for your body. And that price that was paid was the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we have to believe that if we're to obtain healing, obtain help in time of need and obtain mercy, we have to believe that the Lord Jesus has paid for it already. He's paid for our body. He's paid for our spirit. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. And here we see, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Also will do it. When I was first born again, one of the first things I latched onto was that by the stripes of Jesus we were healed, and Jesus himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses, which is what it says in the book of Matthew. So when I latched onto that and saw that what I should be speaking is the truth. And what is the truth? It's the word of God. And so even if, oh, there's a pain in my arm or whatever, I rebuke that. And I say, I receive the healing of God in Jesus' name. I come boldly. Come boldly. And I speak the truth. That if I receive, I believe I receive, I shall have it. That's what the scripture tells us. Believe you receive and you shall have it. So God is very interested in the whole man. He's interested in your spirit and soul and body. Look also at 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 20. And I think there's been in the churches this this deficiency of believing. Yes, we can believe that Christ died so that I can go to heaven. But there's, if you listen to the way people speak, they'll talk about, is it God's will for me to be healed and so on. It is. It is God's will. And God has paid a price for you. And 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 20 says, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. G-O-D apostrophe S. God owns your body and your spirit. Now we saw, we know in Acts 10 that Christ went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Healing. He went about doing good. In God's eyes, sickness is oppression. Sickness is not a good thing. And if you've been bought with a price, you can glorify God in your body and in your spirit because they're God's. And God wants you to be whole. That's good news, isn't it? God wants you to be whole. God wants you to be strong. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That tells us that God's strength, Christ's strength, is available to us today. So, yes, we believe God is the healer and Christ healed when he was on earth. But do we believe that he provided healing for us today? If we do, then we can come boldly to the throne of grace and receive the mercy that he's provided. Praise the Lord. Look at Hebrews 9, verse 12. Hebrews 9, verse 12. Now, the Bible tells us we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And if you look back at what the curse of the law was, it included sickness. Okay, we've been redeemed. What does the word redeemed mean? We've been bought with a price. Bought with a price. You've been bought with a price so that the evil things of the world, of the curse of sin, does not have to have a hold on you. You've been redeemed. And you have a redemption that lasts into eternity. And the Bible gives it a particular, it tells us very clearly what that is. Verse 12, neither by the blood of goats, this is of Hebrews 9, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Eternal redemption. Eternal redemption. God is interested in you, spirit, soul, and body. Eternal redemption. Because remember, we just read before, you are bought with a price. And talked about glorifying your body and your spirit. Talked about that, glorifying your body and your spirit. You are bought with a price. And notice it's an eternal redemption. God is indeed interested in whether you are sick or healed. He's very interested in that. But he responds to faith. He responds to us saying, I want to come boldly to the throne of grace to find help, to obtain mercy. I have need. There's a need in my body. There's pain. There's something that I need to be the healing power of God to be manifested in me. God says you can receive that. Believe you receive and you shall have it. A lot of people, they're begging God. They're saying, Lord, heal me, heal me, heal me. When God has said, here's the healing. Reach out and receive it. Reach out and receive it. By the stripes of Jesus, ye were healed. So there's an eternal redemption for us. Look at Galatians 3, verses 13 and 14. See, A lot of people don't believe that healing is for today. And so they don't walk in it. But you know, when the Word of God is preached, the Bible says that the Word is health to all our flesh. So is there a connection between the Word of God going into your heart and you getting faith and health to your flesh? There is. Notice what we have to do. We have to say, well, I believe, I receive the healing that's provided by Christ for me, and I speak the truth. And what's the truth? The truth is the Word of God. Thy Word is truth. So you speak the truth of Galatians 3, 13 and 14. And what is that truth? Let's read it. The truth is very clear here. This is the truth. This is what we should be speaking to our life, to our bodies. Verses 13 and 14. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now notice in verse 13, it talks about the curse. Now we know that Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So was healing good or a curse? It's obviously in the good category, isn't it? It's obviously in the blessing category. It's in the blessing category. The curse category has sickness in it, has infirmity in it, has weakness in it. That's in the curse category. And so what we should be speaking is, I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I have an eternal redemption. Christ has bought my body with his blood. He's bought my spirit with his blood. He cares for me. So I can come boldly to the throne of grace in the name of Jesus and obtain mercy. Obtain mercy by what the Lord Jesus has done. He was merciful in that he became a curse for us. Praise the Lord Jesus. That's something that we can believe. We can believe strongly. We can say, I believe it. I believe that he is the Lord that healeth me now. He's the Lord that healeth back then. He's the Lord that healeth when Jesus was on earth. He's the Lord that healeth now, because he's the head of the body. He's alive. He's alive in me. The Bible says that our bodies are quickened by the Spirit of God. Quickened, strengthened, made alive. God doesn't want us to go into a deteriorating state. He wants us to be strong right up to the day of the last day physically on earth. So God wants us to be healed and strong. This is all part of the full gospel of the Lord Jesus. Look at one we know well, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 to 25. 1 Peter 2, 21 to 25. But you know, we have to come in faith to the Lord and believing his word. And when you receive, believe you receive, then you have to speak the truth. And the truth is, by the stripes of Jesus ye were healed. If you go back to Isaiah 53, this is what this is quoting from, but we don't go there now. But this quotes from Isaiah 53, which says, by his stripes we are healed. It was pointing towards the cross, pointing to the Lord, what the Lord Jesus Christ was going to do. And if you look at Isaiah 53, it talks about, it's a prophecy about the Lord Jesus. But look at what it says in 1 Peter 2, verses 21 to 25. It says, for hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins, now notice that phrase, dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. It's past tense, isn't it? It's looking back to the cross. So something happened on the cross. Something happened on the cross. Ye were healed, by whose stripes ye were healed, for ye were as sheep going astray, but now are returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. You know, If you've come to Christ, you've come to the one who is the source of all blessing. You've come to the one who is the source of healing, the font of healing. You've come to the one who can provide that mercy that you need and that help that you need in the time that help in the time of need. You've come to him. And praise the Lord, it's available today, by whose stripes ye were healed. But you've got to believe it, don't you? You've got to believe it. You know, that phrase, being dead to sins, means we're no longer connected to sin. We're no longer connected to the curse that's on sin. We're no longer connected to the curse of the law, because we've been redeemed from the curse of the law, praise the Lord. And it's an eternal redemption. It lasts from the time you were born again right into eternity, praise God. But you know, we must believe. We can't come doubting. We can't come saying, oh, I may receive or I may not, I'm not sure. We have to say, I believe that the Lord Jesus is the healer. He's provided healing by the stripes of Jesus. I was healed. He became a curse for me. He gave himself for me. He is the healer today. He healed those who are oppressed of the devil back then, and he heals now, because he's the same yesterday, today and forever. Christ's healing power is available today. Praise the Lord. It's something for us to believe. Look at Mark 5, verses 35 and 36. So we believe that God is the healer. We believe that God has given healing through the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. And now we have to understand how to possess it, how to receive that healing into our life. One very important thing is to believe we receive. Believing is all about the faith aspect of it. And without faith, you can't please God without faith. You can't receive things from God without faith. So Mark 5, look at verses 35 and 36. Mark 5, 35 and 36. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Be not afraid, only believe. What must we look to? We must look to Christ. We don't look to the sickness. We don't look to the infirmity. We don't look to the weakness. We look to Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. We look to him who has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And we say, look, I believe, I believe, I believe what Christ has done. So don't be afraid. Don't let fear get in. Don't let fear and troubles get in. Don't allow the sickness to speak to you. But say, I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ has paid the price. Has paid the price. By the stripes of Jesus I was healed. Praise the Lord. Be not afraid, only believe. And then if you read the rest of that, you know that there was a healing that happened. Also look at Mark 9 verse 23. Mark 9:23. Mark 9:23. Very important scripture for us to understand here. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Is it possible for you to be healed tonight? Yes. Is it possible for you to walk out in strength tonight? Yes. It is. If thou canst believe. You take hold of the word of God spoken and preached, and faith arises in your heart, and you say, I believe that, and I'm coming boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy that's been paid for by Christ, because the price was paid in the redemption, the eternal redemption, praise the Lord. This is the full gospel, spirit, soul and body. God is very interested in our spirit, soul and body, not just our spirit going to heaven. He wants us to live strong and healthy for him, so that we can do his work on the earth today. As it says here in verse 23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. To him that believeth. Praise the Lord. So we have to understand, we have to take what is yours by faith. God gives, We receive. The redemption provided by Christ is already yours. It's already yours. It's an eternal redemption. It's already yours. You've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Praise the Lord. Let's have a look at Mark 11:22-24. Mark 11:22-24. You know, we've looked at this many times before, but I want you to look at it with fresh eyes tonight. Mark 11:22-24. Look at it with fresh eyes. Fresh eyes means you look at it as if you've never seen it before. It's new. It's going to give you a revelation. It's going to show you really the crux of the matter, what needs to be done, how you can possess what is already yours. You know, the children of Israel were told by God, go in and possess the promised land. But you know what they were doing? They were looking at the giants in the promised land. They were looking at the problems. And they said, we can't do it. Was that believing? No. What they should have been looking at is the word. They should have been saying, well, I believe what God has said. You know, Joshua and Caleb said, we can do it. God has given it to us. They're nothing. But they didn't believe. And so for 40 years, they were in the wilderness. I believe there's a lot of people who are in the wilderness and they're in Christ. They believe that he's their saviour from sin, but they don't really believe that he can heal them. And so they remain in the wilderness with respect to that. But we don't have to. Mark 11:22 says, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Trust in the Lord. Look to him. Look to what his word says. Speak the word. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And the word gives you health to all your flesh. You know, if you keep on saying, oh, I've got this pain and this pain is this and that and that, that's not going to do anything. That's just going to reinforce what you already have. What you've got to say is, by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. I believed, I received my healing, and I rebuked the pain in Jesus' name. It has no authority over my body, which has been paid for by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So have faith in God. Have faith in God. Verse 23, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, sometimes pain can be a mountain, sometimes infirmity can be a mountain. You need to speak to it and say, you're not going to keep me back from my healing in the name of Jesus. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. You know, it all comes down to the heart. Do you believe or is there doubt? You know, listening to the word of healing should give you faith. As you take hold of it, mix the word with faith, the word of God tells us, and speak to that mountain. Say, mountain, get out, rebuke the devil. Actually speak against the problem and say, you have no authority in my life. You're not part of the goodness that God wants for me. You're part of the curse, and I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Verse 24, this is a crucial one. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire. Do you desire healing? Do you desire to be free? If you desire that, what things soever you desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. So the ye shall have them is the manifestation after the believing you receive them. Can you see that? You believe you receive it, the manifestation ye shall have them comes after. Do you know there were times when Jesus rebuked the devil and the devil put up a great performance in front of Jesus and then went out? You could have been 1 second after Jesus rebuked and said, look, it's not working. The devil's, you know, doing all of this with that child that he rebuked the devil out of. But no, the healing was manifested. Sometimes it was instant. Sometimes it took a little while. But we must believe we receive. And I believe the Lord is speaking to us tonight, and he wants everyone in this church to understand the full gospel, to believe the full gospel, to believe that Jesus has paid the price for us, and to come boldly to the throne of grace, to come boldly to the throne of grace. So I want us to close our eyes, bow our heads tonight, close our eyes, and be expectant. And be ready to take a step of faith, because this is a very important thing, that we take a step of faith in the realm of healing. And God confirms his word with signs following, but there has to be steps of faith. And the Lord has been speaking to you tonight. You know, you may not have been believing in the past, but you've heard the word tonight. You've heard that you've been redeemed from the curse of the law. You've heard that you can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy, and healing is in mercy. You know that Jesus healed, and his healing was to heal all that were oppressed of the devil. Father, I pray that every person here would be open to your spirit now. You do a work in everyone's life here tonight in the name of Jesus. And that you stretch forth your hand to heal and to strengthen your people, Lord. I pray that all of us would be of a believing heart in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. If the Lord's been speaking to you and you want healing for prayer, or prayer for healing tonight, I want you to take a step of faith and come out to the front right now. Come out right now and we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you tonight, and you can believe that you receive your healing tonight. So please take that step of faith right now and come out the front and just stand in front there, and we're going to pray for you. I'll give you a minute. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Is there anyone? I know that the Lord is present to heal. Is there anyone that wants to step out? Here's our ears saying to you, step out. Take a step of faith. You may never have done that, but the Lord wants you to take that step. Praise God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise you. Thank you, Lord. 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 Ore melala kushtabaro sishvalala munnabasasmugala. Shura melala. Can I give you one last call? One last call. I know the Lord wants everyone here to be strengthened in him. But he wants you to take a step of faith. If there's any pain, if there's anything in your body, and you know that the Lord Jesus Christ has paid for that to be healed on the cross, and you want healing to receive that, let me give you that last opportunity now tonight to step out. Take that step of faith in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you and praise you. I thank you that your word of healing has gone forth tonight. I thank you, Lord, that you have given and provided. You gave the Lord Jesus Christ, and he has provided that healing for us today. And Father, I pray that this church be a church full of victory, full of people who walk in strength and healing, full of people who speak the truth in love. And Father, speak to our hearts. Speak to our hearts even tonight, even this coming week, that we would be brought together again in victory, in love, in faith. I thank you for the people here. I thank you, Lord, that you've done a wonderful work in our lives. In Jesus' name.